In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
And yes, sir, welcome back to hour number two. We're glad you could be with us on this Monday evening. We thank everybody who joined us in the first hour. If you didn't get an opportunity to check them out, you could do so by going to WQAM.com, going to the top of the page where it says podcast. And there we are. You can click on them and listen to everything we've done. Not just this year, but last year and the year before, as long as you want to go back. We have all the interviews with the players, the coaches, at the high school level, college coaches. And speaking about college coaches, as we told you, during the summer, when the NCAA schools, the Division I type of schools kind of closed down for 3 weeks, there's a bunch of schools that take over and host camps and combines. And one of the leagues that does that and certainly is continued to do that this summer is the Ivy League. And last year when we had Coach Tony Reno on from Yale, we learned a lot about that program. And last year they went on and won 7 games. And he is beginning his 12th season as head coach. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You take a look at the summer, and obviously you know as well as I do, there's a lot, you know, during June, it's awfully tough to host events because most kids are going to go, well, we're going to Penn State or we're going to Syracuse. But the month of July is really all you, and you guys have really utilized it over the last couple of weeks. I know a lot of kids from the South Florida area and from the Florida area had an opportunity to go up to your camps and you know, get a chance to see the campus, meet your coaches, check out the tradition. Talk about that, because I think that's the best sales tool in the world.
Yeah, I mean, you're so right. I mean, getting prospects and their families on your campus is the greatest selling tool, especially when you're at a place like Yale where, you know, it's so extraordinary in so many ways. And like you said, in June, we have a couple official visit weekends, which is really filled with guys that were at the top of our list, guys that we're looking for a commitment from in the, you know, in the upcoming weeks. And then July, you host a lot of prospects. You know, the way it is now, it's, you know, it's kind of a combination of 2025s, like you mentioned, guys that were looking for you mentioned Penn State, guys were looking for a P4 offer and, you know, might have just been just off the mark and might have been a group of five guy and, you know, looked at the overall scheme and said, you know what, I can either go play group of five football or I can go in the Ivy and, you know, and go a place like Yale. And we've been really fortunate. You know, we've won 4 of the last 6 Ivy titles and we've gone back to back in Ivy championships. And we've put 6 guys in the NFL. We put 3 in last year, a 3rd rounder, a 7th rounder, and a free agent. So, you know, when you look at it comparatively against group of five schools, and I think we had more draft picks than 22 power five schools.
Wow.
You know, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for guys that say, hey, you know what, I can go play, you know, win championships, go play in the NFL, and then, you know, leave with a degree that's going to change my life.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have a global recruiting base. I mean, from all over the place. I mean, you know, and obviously that's how most Ivy Leagues roll, because of the fact that while you look for tremendous athletes, you also look for kids that can get it done in the classroom and understand that after 4 years, life begins in a major way with all the graduates that have come through all, you know, especially Yale throughout the years, that, you know, have businesses and have, you know, different things that, you know, if you don't play football at the next level, that you could be placed. I mean, it's a life decision, obviously. And you, and I know when you were on last year, we talked about, you know, the grades and obviously being important, but you said, I want football players. I want guys that want to come here and compete. I want guys who are going to give their all throughout the entire year. Talk about that, because that statement kind of stuck with me a little bit, because when you think of, you know, Brown and Harvard and Penn, you think of these schools that, well, you know, education comes first and, you know, these kids are not going to have enough time to do this and that. But you kind of evened it out for me and said, listen, we've created a balance, and that's what you have to do.
Yeah, we truly have. You know, we've got such a great university, and, you know, as a whole, the university is looking for kids, you know, students, men and women with elite skills. You know, our guys are on the football field, and as you mentioned, you know, we want guys who, you know, faith, family, football in any order. If those are the top three things in your life, this is a great place. If they're not, then it's just not the best place for you. So there's a huge difference between someone going to school to go, someone's going to go to a school like ours to get an education and play some football, or a guy who comes here to, you know, play football and knows that the opportunities are going to be there in the classroom. So, you know, I think that's really been our recipe. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, the success on the field and winning championships and then, you know, getting guys in the NFL, it wouldn't happen that way if we weren't a school and a football program that had that, you know, that type of makeup.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Tony Reno joining us, head coach at Yale. You're a Northeast guy. I mean, grew up in the area, coach at Harvard. You did all this stuff. Talk about football in the Northeast, because a lot of people may not understand how talented the kids coming out of Massachusetts. And, you know, you even look at a place like, you know, Nick and Joey Bosa's dad is from New Hampshire. And he played in Keene, New Hampshire. So, I mean, they come out all the time from different areas. When you go out and you have kids on your campus, and obviously, I mean, the tradition's crazy. I mean, you look at the Yale Bowl and some of the guys that played there throughout the years. They don't maybe understand it, but it's impressive to the parents, you know, who followed Yale football, followed Ivy League football. Talk about that as a selling point, because tradition anywhere, where you go to Notre Dame or you go to Michigan, and everybody has their tradition, but some reason that Ivy League Saturday afternoon, you know, tailgating, games, a lot of corporations who, you know, have graduates from there, you know, get together. Talk about that, because it's more of a happening than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, it sure is. You know, we, you know, put in perspective, you know, and we play in the largest college football stadium in New England. You know, we seat 65,000 people at the Yale Bowl, and we won our second Ivy League championship in as many years in late November, in front of close to 60,000 fans at the Yale Bowl. So when you're thinking of, you know, FCS football, and, you know, for us being a mid-major and what we do, you know, it's really an extraordinary place with incredible fan support. And, hey, like, when you've been doing it, we're the 151st team of football at Yale this year. And, you know, when you start thinking about, wow, I mean, you've been playing football for that long, and you have that much of a following and that much of a tradition. People grow up going to Yale games, and people in our community really support us, and our students really do. And from our president on down, we've got incredible support. So, you know, the big picture is, at a school like ours, it's really unique. It's a really unique place. And, you know, I think the piece that a lot of people don't really realize is, you know, the purity of what we do, in the sense where, you know, while all of the Power Four teams and Group of Five teams have become, you know, become really transactional, and transactional in the, you know, transfer portal and guys, you know, in the Group of Five really being a feeder system for the Power Four, and guys in the Power Four going from school to school. And we recruit 25 to, you know, 30 guys a year that come in a class, and, you know, and 25 to 30 guys a year stay, and they graduate together. And we raise freshmen in the traditional way, and you know, and grow and develop guys, and you know, we're playing football, college football, the way that it was meant to be played. And you know, I think that's really refreshing for our fans and our support. You know, and it's like any fan, right? You grow up, you come out to a game and you see a freshman and he really impresses you. And then you watch his growth and his development, and you can do that here. Yeah. You can't do that, you know, at many places nationwide.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Tony Reno joins us from Yale. And, you know, looking at your schedule, obviously it's going to be competitive. Your first two games, Holy Cross and Cornell, two games that kind of get back games from last year. Also the game against Penn. Talk about the schedule, because it's basically, with the exception of a, you know, one or two teams, you have basically the same schedule every year, which is good in a lot of ways. Talk about your schedule this year. You got quite a few good home games this year.
Yeah, we do. You know, I think, you know, when you play in, you know, Ivy League ball in any league, you know, we have eight teams in our conference, and you play your seven opponents, and we've been playing each other for well over 100 years for all seven of us. And we've got some, you know, we've got some good out of conference games, obviously opening up Holy Cross, who's been a playoff team and yeah, has done incredibly well. And as you mentioned, one of the toughest things for us, and that's speaking for all Ivy schools, is, you know, we open so late. We play 10 straight games. We finish the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So, you know, for us, we open with Holy Cross, and, you know, we'll be their fourth game. So,
wow.
You know, as you get going in your opener, you know, you've got to try and really get yourself into, you know, into midseason form really quickly. And
yeah, no doubt.
What I like is, we have a really young team, and I'm really excited because we play our first two games in a row. And, you know, I think there's no better place for your team to, you know, really, really develop and also, you know, build relationships up when you spend time on road trips.
No doubt. Have a few Florida kids on the team, obviously, and done well. Talk about the, you know, when you go down to Florida, because you know as well as I do, you get a kind of a different breed from the state of Florida. You know, kids that, you know, come in with, you know, they're playing high-level competition ever since they're in Little League. Talk about that Florida athlete a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're, you know, you hit the nail on the head with it. You know, you know what you're getting from the Florida athletes, the Florida high schools. The coaches do an amazing job of developing. You know, they've got a full year schedule. So the kids, when they come into the college program at the Division I level, you know, the commitment isn't something that's foreign to them. I mean, they're used to being in a commitment, really, you know, as you mentioned, from Little League on up, and it, you know, sure, that escalates in high school ball. And they're serious football players. And, you know, like going back to, you know, our structure of what we're looking for. I mean, guys from states like Florida really fit our mold well, and they've been really successful players for us.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate you spending some time with us. You know, I was looking at a lot of the social media over the last couple of days, and a lot of the kids from the state of Florida who attended your camps up there enjoyed it, enjoyed the atmosphere. And that means a lot. You know, a lot of these kids get on there, a lot of players who are, you know, underclassmen now and in high school get a chance to see, hey, wait, you know, maybe next year I want to go there. But awesome time. I can't thank you again, and have a great season.
Thanks, and always great talking with you, and you know, have yourself a great fall. Thank you.
You too. Coach Tony Reno, the head coach at Yale. Certainly, it's an option. Obviously, that Ivy League, you know, the Patriot League, all those programs. I mean, I still know that, you know, the kids that I know that go to a lot of these programs, from an education standpoint, they're premier. I mean, you, like I said, you walk out of there with a degree or a master's degree or a doctorate, and the world is yours, because you look at some of the – I mean, look at – I was going to bring up what one-third of the Miami Dolphins coaching staff, including the head coach, are Yale graduates. So, hey, listen, you know, you could always combine football and education at any time. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk to 2026 University of Miami quarterback commitment, Darian Coleman.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.